This is Dr. Olivero, dictating for May the 13th of 2024. The first patient is Mr. Craig Kerner. The last name is K-E-R-N-E-R. First name, Craig, C-R-A-I-G. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of significant proteinuria. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, but developed a nephrotic syndrome, and for that reason, a kidney biopsy was done, and in the kidney biopsy, it was demonstrated that the patient has FSGS. We decided to start the patient on the administration of Acthar, A-C-T-H-A-R. The patient is receiving 80 milligrams of Q 1 week, alternated with 80 milligrams once a week. The patient comes here for the follow-up of the condition. The serum creatinine that was determined on May the 11th of 2024 is 1.74. And the estimated GFR is 42. And the patient continues to have an excretion of protein of 4.3 grams per gram of creatinine. And the albumin creatinine ratio is about 3,000. At this point, the consideration is whether or not to continue the administration of Acthar. Since the patient has preservation of the kidney function, we are going to continue the administration of Acthar, and we continue to monitor the kidney function. Period. The biopsy showed a global sclerosis in the more than 50% of the glomeruli that were seen, and the fibrosis was interstitial fibrosis of 30%. That biopsy was done in 2021. Period. The prognosis in this particular case is very difficult, very guarded from the nephrology point of view. The patient developed in March of 2024 a pneumonia, was admitted to a hospital. After he was admitted to a hospital, the patient had a after the release from the hospital, the patient fell and had a subdural hematoma, and for that reason went to Tampa. Intervention was not necessary, and the patient doesn't have any sequela. Following number, this patient has morbid obesity. He has a body weight of 266 pounds that has remained stable. It has been very difficult for him, despite the gastric sleeve bariatric surgery, has been very difficult to lose weight. And the patient claims that he likes to eat. He was counseled about the need to cut down the administration of fluid to 50 ounces in 24 hours, low sodium diet. The patient is encouraged to stay away from industrial production of food and canned food, go to a plant-based diet. It's important in order to improve the prognosis. Following number, the patients, the diabetes mellitus has been under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.8. Following number, the hyperlipidemia has been way out of control. The serum cholesterol is more than 250 for reasons that are not clear to me. The atorvastatin was discontinued, and I am encouraging the patient to go back on it, and we send the prescription to the pharmacy. Following number, arterial hypertension under fair control. The diastolic is between 84 and 87, which is high, but this is related to the obesity and the fluid retention, and it's very difficult to control this blood pressure in that setting. Following number, the patient went to a hospital at the beginning of April with a chest pain. A cardiac catheterization was done. Non-critical lesions were found in two coronary arteries. The patient is managed medically. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia without major symptoms. And following number, osteoarthritis. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.